Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
The screen door slams, Mary's dress waves. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me, and I want you only. Don't turn me home again.
Well, there's the boss. Bruce Springsteen has finally settled a debate that has a row, and better than the Lucky Bag row, I can tell you that much, that has had his fans at loggerheads for almost 50 years. The argument is over the opening line, which you heard there in his iconic song, Thunder Road, and whether Mary's dress sways or waves. Well, the debate hit fever pitch when it went viral on social media last year. Hot press journalist and broadcaster and boss in his own right, Pat Carty, is here to tell us all about it. Pat, you're very welcome to the programme.
Well, thanks for having me.
They've been arguing... Go on,
sorry,
yeah.
Go ahead, yeah.
No, go on.
No, I think just listening to your clip there, I'm being swayed myself there. I'm in two minds now over this. And it is just as important as that Lucky Bag debate, as you say. You're making me question my whole existence here, because this is a vitally important question. Does he say waves or does he say sways? Now, I would argue that he says sways, because the next line is the radio plays. But now I'm thinking again, does he say waves?
Well, they've been arguing like this for the last 50 years. Well, let's have a listen to exactly what Bruce himself said on the topic, and I'll get your response to it to Jimmy Fallon.
The lyrics to Thunder Road are in this album.
Wow.
The correct lyrics.
Let's see, we're going to finally... I'm nervous.
The screen door slams... Now, I've been singing...
Unbelievable! Come on!
I've been singing sways for almost 50 years. The screen door slams, Mary's dress waves.
So he was wrong himself, Pat.
Well, he says now, and in the interest of research, I've dug out my own copy of Born to Run, and I know this is great radio, but I'm holding it up here, you can't see it. The screen door slams, Mary's dress waves, but he does go on to say after in that clip that that's wrong, and that it is actually sways, and on his website, again for research, I've checked that, you can't see it here, but it says sways on it. So this is a vital story, as I say, that could run and run for another couple of years.
But does this happen very often?
Springsteen knows what he's doing.
Does this happen very often, I wonder, that the person who wrote the song gets it wrong?
Well, I don't know if he gets it wrong. I mean, there is another reason that this came up is there was two different versions for sale. You know, there was these handwritten lyrics that went up on auction sites. And one says waves, and that was valued at about 40 grand, I think. And another one says sways, and that was another 70 grand. So maybe what Springsteen was doing there, maybe he got in with a biro and a bit of Tippex and changed one of them. Because if you bought the first one, then you'd have to buy the second one as a set. You know, you'd have to come up with more money to buy the second one. Maybe that's what he's doing.
Yeah, well, makes it more valuable, perhaps. Look, I'll sway goodbye or wave goodbye to you, Pat Carty, hot press journalist.
Swaved.
And broadcaster, and we'll talk again quite soon, I hope. That is Pat Carty there. Sways, waves, whatever. It's still a great song, isn't it?